Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab and DJ Bird. This is the station where they do not turn down. I repeat, do not turn down. They are giving you the best of the hip hop local news, hip hop global news. So don't just sit there, man. Grab a phone call 347-934-0579, man. This is the station you want to be.
Hello, y'all. This is DJ Bird.
It's your boy Chris. Chris Wiz, what's going on?
And your boy DJ Slab, man, he ain't in with us right now. He doing something around the studio. He gonna be right with us here in a second.
Yes, sir.
Man, so we coming live to you from American National College.
I want to know.
So what's up?
Man.
What's been going on with you, the Wiz?
Well, I tell you what, man, just enjoying a good day outside. You know, weather's good out there. I'm just living good right now. How about you, man?
Yeah, man. Weather has been looking pretty good. Said we're going to get a little bit of rain showers this weekend, but...
Yeah, I hear about that.
Everything, man, it's still going to be some good old weather.
Oh, yeah. Tell you what, looking forward to these games, you know, And the last time we talked, Kentucky, we were talking about the game coming up, And them boys put out there, they came out there and fought. The score showed, that it wasn't no beatdown or nothing like that.
Yeah, man, and they could have won, too, man.
Yeah.
Little minor mistakes, man.
So I think that'll help them, though.
Yeah.
Maybe later on.
The rest of the season going to be looking up for them.
Oh, yeah.
On a real tough one, probably say they got is LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Because that running back, they got it. I seen him play last weekend, boy, and I seen him running the ball.
Yeah.
That's something else, right? He ain't made like the...
Yeah. A grown man out there playing.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Jameis Winston looked good in the NFL, man.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston, man.
Came out there and played.
They've been talking to the Bucs staff.
Mm-hmm.
They said they liked his progress that he made from week one to week two.
So
it looks like Jameis Winston, man, looked like he might have a nice old future there.
Yeah, I think that is a good fit, especially, Florida State, and then to Tampa Bay. I think that's a good fit. Much love and respect to him out there, man, doing big things out there.
Yes, his first professional victory, too.
Yes, sir. Did it in a good fashion, too. Hey.
Sure did.
So, absolutely.
What's your team, man?
Man, you know what, man? Hey, the Falcons, man, and they're not doing too bad, 2-0. Got one over last week over the Giants. So, I'm happy about that.
Yes, sir. The main man.
Yeah.
Where's the main man? Hey.
Allow for me to introduce myself.
Yes, sir.
My name is Slab.
There he is.
Okay.
I told y'all he'll be here.
Yeah.
Sorry for, the lateness.
He's taking care of some business.
Yeah, what I'm saying? I had to shut down the other studio.
I hear that.
So, you know how that goes.
Yes, sir.
But, man, how y'all fellas doing, man?
Hey, man, we...
Doing all right, man.
Doing good.
Man,
I'm living, bro. I'm living.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about.
Man, I see we got a lot going on in the world, sports-wise.
Yeah.
Got the big game against Missouri.
Ooh, yes, sir.
So, Hey, I wish the Cats luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
We got some stuff going on in the hip-hop, like a new hip-hop show that started back up, man. Empire.
Oh, yeah. That was...
What y'all think about it, man? Oh, Loosh, man, making things happen from the pen.
Man, that's what they want us to program our mans.
Yeah,
I watched a little bit of it, and then I seen the mockery that they made of the Black Lives Matter with Free Lucci.
Yeah.
This bull crap, man.
Yeah.
I feel that that show gives a lot of.
And they had your boy.
It's a good show. Don't get me wrong. It's a great show of how it is. But what people fail to realize, Fox is against us.
Yeah. And look at the message. Like, the message, the backdrop of the whole message. You know, like, they cover it up with the nice. You know, the way it's produced, you know what I'm saying? Like, the look of it and everything. And you got your boy Al Sharpton in there, you know? I mean, you got all,
agent.
You know what I'm saying? You got all these folks in here, but yet you are systematically tearing the image of a section of people down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we,
yeah.
and we're sitting here
loving it.
I told my wife last night, watch.
Hey, for real, it's I'm gonna tell you, man. I like the show, but the parts that really gets me, man, is in gay parts, man. You know, I just really ain't feeling that, man, because like
they try to push
yeah.
that agenda and
yeah.
us being a weak men and ignorant men, and then we're violent.
It don't mix.
No,
it don't mix.
Man.
And then you toss money in there, and then it's just like,
yeah.
it's over.
You better get that money.
You know? Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, matter of fact, while we on this, you know the oldest boy and the middle one, they mess around in real life.
Really?
They said they mess around in real life. Nah, man, He kind of look funny anyway. The old
we can't do all that, man. I mean, you know, I feel what you're saying.
I do, but it goes back to what you were just saying, man. You know, it's put there, to
have something to talk about.
It has something to talk about, and to you know, but in a way, soft worship these people. And, you know, and it happens because, you know, everybody, you got people, they're going to wait to sit down and watch them.
You know, with the parts, I know it's just it's a show, and that's what they get paid to do for ratings. But, and I ain't got nothing against, you know, them type of people.
Mm.
It's just not me. It's just not for me, you know what I mean? And I don't prove
it. You know, I almost think we lost the battle once we compromised.
Mm.
Because you got to think about it. When Jesus was tempted, he didn't compromise. He didn't say, well, you know, that's how some people live, and you know, he didn't compromise. He just said no. He said no, you know. And so when we you know say we want to be entertained, and then we know full and well that you know what's coming at us, but we're still entertained by it.
Come on,
compromise.
Man. We compromise the fact that we're making ourselves look stupid. That's what the compromising was. Shoot, we'll give you this money, but you got poison the youth. You got trick their minds into thinking that being a record producer, being a murderer, a dope dealer, and everything else, you know,
it just comes with the territory.
It comes with it. This is your society.
You're
not inventors. You're not scientists. You're not doctors.
You know, and something else, you know, that kind of bothered me is Cookie. It's like the way they
yeah.
you know, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand, you know, your heart and all this other stuff. But it's just like, and if you see how she, you know, how she's operating, dude, it's just, you know, it's not right, man. It's not right. And I know it's entertainment, but it's based off of, but when you start mixing real life, you know, real issues that are actually quote unquote going on, like Black Lives Matter. You're mixing all of these, you know, actual real issues in with fictional issues. You see what I'm saying? It's
recipe for disaster.
Hey,
come on.
So, yes, sir. I said my little soapbox.
Hey, it needed to be heard, bro. It needed to be heard because I put on Facebook. Yell last night, I said, I see some of y'all watched Empire. And some of y'all claim y'all about to build an empire.
Hmm.
What's your empire going to be based on?
Mm.
Stupidity?
Mm. Mm. Oh, a deep one for him right there.
That's the one you
can't really respond back. You just kind of like, well, you know, I'm just going to think about that for a little bit.
Okay. So, you know, I'm going to let that sink in your mind out there listening. Because, hey, it's a lot of trickology with that. I hate to say, it's a great show, but what they put into the mix and everything.
Yeah. You know, it's there for a reason.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, you know, Deuce Fox. Because, you know, they'll do anything to discriminate. Huh?
Yeah,
and do it on the slide, too.
Right.
Do it on the slide.
And
yeah.
In our face. Because you always notice Fox News if you watch Fox News.
Speaking of Fox News, check this out. Now, you know, so dude on there last night, they was talking. It was on the Megyn Kelly show. I happened to just cut my TV on. And this dude on there talking about from the debate that Carly Fiorina or whatever cut off Donald Trump's balls, you know, in the debate. And he said this on TV. Like, they didn't even, you know, they didn't bleep it out, nothing. Just came right out and said it. And Megyn Kelly's like, you can't say that on TV. I'm like, first off, you guys got delay. Like, I'm nowhere near, a master's in broadcasting, but I know that there's a delay, even on live stuff. You guys let that slide through. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I'm done with Fox. Like, I used to watch Fox. I'm done with them.
Period. Right. Because, hey, man, what these, we're like sheep to the slaughter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I seen that. I was like, ooh, I don't even like it.
You know, and then it's like, you're the bad guy if you don't support. It's like, well, you don't want to support, you know, it. Black folks doing something. And it's like, it's a catch-22.
Man, that ain't nothing but just lies and basically just lies.
You said
the seed, the
lies
seed,
and BS.
The seed I thought was,
yeah. But I just can't say it on... But it's just lies and BS.
When your boy D-Ray Davis came up to Lucius, how about... You know, he got some stuff brewing, and Lucius tell him what he says involving Cookie. He said,
a wrong name. Don't even say that name to me. Whatever happens with y'all, it's on y'all.
Yeah. And you know, so
yeah.
Play that real gangster type cat. And, you know, why we gotta still be gangsters and criminals and everything on in Hollywood? You know,
because I guess that's the only thing people want to see.
Heroes, I guess, you know, that's fine. I'm
over here saying, shoot, we need a movie like about Marcus Garvey.
Mm. If we're gonna put any movies out, so shoot,
Assata Shakur.
Well, they wouldn't do it because she killed a cop. Well, yeah. Allegedly, she killed a cop.
Oh yeah, they ain't gonna do nothing.
You know, and they want her in Cuba. You know what I'm saying?
$40 million. 40?
40.
Ooh. Yeah. 40.
Yeah, man.
That's a large number.
Yeah. your boy 50. 50 is silly.
Uh-oh.
50 told Taraji, like, I guess he tells somebody. He tells... I guess he tells Hip Hop DX that he told, man, me and Cookie go way back. He says,
you know I hate that. Oh, blast, huh? You gonna put another video out there? That's funny.
Then he tweeted, Taraji, love you, girl. Lame on you, right? And then, he also posted a picture saying, Empire, tell him what we said. Get out of here with that PG-13 bull BS. The caption reads, 50 said that, you know, they stole his idea from Power. And, you know, I love Power. That was a great show.
You know, I haven't seen that show yet. I still haven't seen it.
Yeah, I know.
Empire.
I don't care.
Oh, really?
Yes. But
it is in some ways, but but like, I mean, it's because it's the same kind of, but it's kind of different.
Hmm.
Empire's kind of based on, you know, the music industry and how they got started. Power's just
Power's real live gangster. You know,
Power's the best of both worlds. He got the best of the drug life and he got the best of the business life.
So
it's somewhat kind of like the same because it's a business and it grows and it gets big, but.
My grandparents watched Power. So my grandfather said, Ghost is the smartest one out of all of them.
Out of all of them. He is, though. I watched
him and I didn't get to see him.
I'm going to tell you why. Because Ghost got the street and the book.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And he's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tommy's his boy. I mean, of course, you know, you always going to keep your boy with you doing whatever because, you know, he's going to always be the one who's going to. No matter what,
mm-hmm.
he's gonna be there for you. That's why Ghost is around. If they've been boys since they was younger, why not?
Mm.
I mean,
I want to check that out.
I'm telling you, first and second season, man.
Yeah.
And I can't wait till the third season come out.
Oh, they already done with the second one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you can, you know.
Pull it up on Netflix, right?
Something.
Yeah,
streaming
something.
No.
Stream, yeah. Netflix.
I'm sure
you can
do that.
Get them burned.
Mm.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And 50 on that? And 50's on that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Empire is just to Taraji and Terrence Howard. Man, hold on. And while we on that, Yaz, the youngest son, he's supposed to be Jay-Z. Remember a while back when they said that he paid that girl off to, you know, keep it a secret, don't let nobody know?
It was him?
They said that he might be Jay-Z's son. That's just the rumors that's coming out right now. They said that the girl's, you know, trying to, you know, bring it out now.
Well, hey.
I mean, if it is, man, I mean, you can tell you see the
yeah.
you know the connection. Both of them do music.
Yeah.
Both lips are big.
He kind of look like a camel too.
Uh oh.
Just like Jay Z.
Oh man.
You better stop talking like that.
Yeah, I know it.
That's real. Shut our show, dude.
Shit. He's been saying that for years.
Oh,
dude. Are used to it by now.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Well, I got a question for y'all. Sierra and Future, they're not together no more?
Nah, they haven't been together.
She been messing with Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Oh, man, did y'all see the little meme that they put up with Future? had him on the team in the jersey, his number 15.
Yeah.
Oh man!
Oh man!
They a trip, bro. I'm trying to tell
you. Yeah, man. Basketball season's approaching us. We got 3 weeks to BBN, Big Blue Madness.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be right. I see this that you wore. Thristan Thompson for the Cavaliers is about to sign a 3-year, $53 million deal with the Cavaliers.
They still want, man. He helped them throughout the playoffs last year.
Yeah, he deserves
it. So don't think that he ain't going to get it being there this
year. Yeah, I like his hustle game, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a Cavs fan, but I like his hustle game. Now,
He played defense and he rebounds.
Mm.
Yeah.
So he deserves that money.
Better. Like,
they got everybody returning, and then they added Mo Williams to their roster.
Oh, yeah?
And
man.
Mo Williams is going to be a backup for Kyrie that they need. I'm trying to tell you.
Kyrie can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
Dang.
You
know
what I mean?
Why
you think most of them people know what they're doing. They tell them they're going to come here and be the backup for a person. Oh, well, he's injury prone. I go be his backup. Pretty soon I'll be playing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
That's all they need.
Man. Then they gonna give them little extra little bonuses and stuff. You know how they do them.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
Then, you feel me? This is just me, man. With everybody coming back, and if we can get everybody to be healthy, I don't think there's nothing that nobody can do with them, man. I mean, Virgil's healthy. They missed him a lot last year.
Yeah.
Kevin Love's back. Missed him a lot.
Ooh.
I mean,
I don't think Kevin Love fit in with the Cavs.
He do, man. He's just he was so used to when he was with the Timberwolves. He was so used to being the star player and touching the ball a lot. See, like with the Cavs, I mean, look who you got on your team. You got LeBron and Kyrie. They need their shots. And then when J.I. and Shumpert get in, they need their shots. I mean, the way they play defense and hustle and do all that. I mean, ain't no, you got to reward him.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you got Mo Williams. He can shoot. So why wouldn't you want him shooting the ball? Kevin Love, I mean, he just got to make himself, you know, seen and get them rebounds and get them putbacks, man. You just got to do what it, man, that's what people fail to realize, man. You got to play your role. You got to do as you, you know.
Right.
As you can, man. When you out there, give your minutes and stuff, man. So take it wisely, man. Play your position, man. I mean, everybody can't be the star.
Yeah, I'll be on that one. Yeah.
And everybody knows you playing with the best player in the NBA today.
Yeah.
You think anybody's gonna want him to take the back seat? Come on, man. You just got to pick your battles right, man.
Yeah.
No, don't worry about that.
You got away from the Timberwolves because you won a championship. You teamed up with the right person.
Yeah.
He's going to tell you what to do. I mean, you feel me? He's going
to put that ego to side, yeah.
He's in the right position to get you the ball. He's an unselfish player. He's going to get you the ball. He's going to let you shoot before he...
Yeah, yeah.
I remember before he even left the Cavaliers the first time, he used to give the ball to Virgil to let Virgil get the last second shot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a star. And Virgil wasn't as good as he is now.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Because, yeah, I remember that because everybody was talking about he was afraid to take the last shot and all this other stuff. They just didn't see that he was, you know, just trying to spread it around.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm glad to see this. This is, you know, one of my favorite hip-hop albums. The Tribe Called Quest released their first album, Extensive Travels and Paths of Rhythm, released, you know, this year
with the classic hit Bonita Applebaum. If y'all do remember this song, this is, I'm saying, it's probably one of my favorite hip hop love songs, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Trav, Q-Tip, Vice, Ali Shaheed, you know what I'm saying? That was some great music then. It's woo! That's 25 years ago, I remember, man.
Yeah.
I'm 35, so I was 10 years old listening to this. So, you know, they was part of the Native Tongue with De La Soul, Leaders of the New School, which had Busta Rhymes, then you had Brand Nubian, Black Sheep.
I remember when they performed on Nickelodeon back in the day.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Classic hip hop group.
Yep.
Shoot. You know, I just want to give that shout out to them, brothers. Because it's always great to see, you know, classic albums reach a milestone. You know what I'm saying? Like, shoot. Different albums will always live, you know, significant in your life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I hear brothers like you, you know, you always talk about, shoot.
Some old gangster ish.
Yeah, you know, shoot.
So, but yeah, man, that's stuff. We approach 5 minutes left of the show.
Y'all got any big plans this weekend?
Shoot. I'm just going to enjoy this weather. I know that.
Man.
For a little bit, anyway, until it start raining.
Yeah, man, they said it's supposed to rain a little bit. And it's still going to be like 70.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, once it stops, it's going to get real, real hot.
I don't think it's going to be hot because of humidity.
it hasn't been the high humidity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit,
and then at nighttime, it's going to really get cold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure, you got to think, sure, that rain is going to make it colder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I was going to do. Shoot, we're in fall right now.
Yeah. Yep, the equinox.
Yep, autumn equinox.
Well, hey, matter of fact,
it'll be a rainy day in the Commonwealth, so take y'all's little rain tarps.
Strap up your boots.
Sunday, y'all. Sunday, the lunar eclipse, with blood moon.
Yeah,
that's gonna be out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
hey, shoot.
People think crazy stuff go on a full moon.
Shoot.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to take some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's definitely gonna be one for the.
Yeah, because it's gonna be great, and I can't wait. You know, it's always symbolic to us anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Shoot, you know they always say the other side of the moon is black.
Yep. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, man. I got two big plans. Just chilling. My family's still in town. My mom's, my sister, her family. So they won't be leaving till Tuesday. So my mom's birthday is Sunday, and I'll probably be kicking with her. Probably end up cooking a little dinner for us, something, you know.
Mm.
So that's about
absolutely.
It,
shit, I got my son, man. Hey. So it just depends on what he wants to do, you know, mainly.
Yeah, I hear that.
And I'll probably do whatever you want to do. Probably want to go somewhere. Probably get it town or somewhere.
Yeah.
do that thing. Do that look, man. Softball, I got game Sunday. Yeah, softball game Sunday. Saturday, you already know I'm going to be watching my cat.
Yep.
Where are you playing at?
Woodland. Yeah. Okay. So... yeah, I probably won't be doing too much this weekend, man. Resting, man.
Yeah.
Trying to get some rest, man.
My
back been hurting, need a massage.
Mm.
You heard it, ladies. Bird needs a massage.
Oh.
I don't know, man.
Oh, now your boy Wesley Snipes back on TV.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, come on tonight. The player or something. Yeah. Yeah, so you know, like, since the tax evasion stuff, you know, he kind of went into the background for a little bit, but he's back now, you know. So I'm.
Get it, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It wasn't like he was trying to go. He was going broke. It's just he was rich people broke.
Yeah. Oh,
so he just didn't pay his
taxes. Yeah,
he's evading them. Which, you know, I mean, hey, your boy Al Sharpton, you know, he still owed the government probably like, you know, 30 large. So
no, he owes them $3 million.
Ooh, damn.
It's another
because he's an informant. That's why.
Oh,
damn. Yeah, I said it.
Damn.
It's another show coming on too. It comes on Sundays at 9:00. It's called Blood and Oil, man. Blood and Oil, man. That's a show to watch too, man. So,
okay.
And then right before Empire comes on Wednesday, it's a show called Rosewood.
Yeah, I watched Rosewood. Yeah. Was that good?
Yeah,
it was a great show.
Yeah. Right. And then Law and Order's back on too.
Yeah, so. Man. I turned to it when it was like 15 minutes left, and I was upset.
Yeah,
I laid down long.
It was 2 hours yesterday.
Woo!
Yeah, it was 2 hours yesterday.
Oh, I'm going to have to go ahead and find the DVR
yesterday.
On that one. Yeah,
man. So, yes, a whole lot of shows coming back on, fellas.
Yeah.
So, and ladies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, get in. See, I don't know too much about Love and Hip Hop and all that stuff, man.
That's some
girl shows, man. That's drama. They like that drama.
Come on,
stuff.
Man. Another example of us decriminating.
Yeah, man.
But shoot, you know what I'm saying, fellas? We got a mere couple seconds. Everybody.
Yeah.
Love each other. You know what I'm saying? From me, DJ Slab.
DJ Bird.
Your boy Chris Wiv.
We out.
We out.